はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Lower Intermediate Lesson No. 43 A Bad Hangover. 夏子さん、どうですか？ A Bad Hangover、
どこかで聞いたことあるような気がします。
Yeah, I've heard that somewhere before.
Somehow sounds familiar to me.
So in English we have bad hangover, nasty hangover. How about Japanese?
ひどい二日酔い。
二日酔い being the term for
hangover.
We'll cover this a bit later in the lesson. Now, today's conversation is between who?
A mother and son.
Yes. So we'll be using?
Casual Japanese.
Naomi-sensei, today's grammar point is?
Seika.
Which we'll go over in great detail in the grammar section. With that said, let's get into today's lesson. Here we go.
おはよう。
おはよう。昨日飲みすぎたせいか頭がガンガンする。
あんたが二日酔いなんて珍しいわね。
腹が減ってる時に食べずにガンガン飲んじゃったせいかな。
朝ごはんはどうする？
飲みすぎたせいか胃がムカムカする。コーヒー入れてくれない？
了解。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
おはよう。
おはよう。昨日飲みすぎたせいか頭がガンガンする。
あんたが二日酔いなんて珍しいわね。
腹が減った食べてる時に食べずにガンガン飲んじゃったせいかな。
朝ごはんはどうする？
飲みすぎたせいか胃がムカムカする。コーヒー入れてくれない？
了解。
次は英語が入ります。
おはよう。
Good morning.
おはよう。昨日飲みすぎたせいか頭がガンガンする。
Good morning. My head is killing me. Perhaps because I drank too much yesterday.
あんたが二日酔いなんて珍しいわね。
It's unusual of you to be hungover.
腹が減ってる時に食べずにガンガン飲んじゃったせいかな。
Maybe it's because I drank a lot on an empty stomach.
朝ごはんはどうする？
What do you want for breakfast?
飲みすぎたせいか胃がムカムカする。コーヒー入れてくれない？
My stomach feels nauseous. Perhaps from drinking too much. Will you pour me some coffee?
了解。
Got it.
Naomi 先生、夏子さんのご意見を聞きましょう。
今日の会話どう思いましたか？
なんか心当たりがあるんですよね。
頭がガンガンする。
ね、胃がムカムカするとか。
So my head is pounding. I feel nauseous. Now, Natsuko-san, you referred to a term, 心当たり。
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by this?
Sounds familiar or ring the bell?
Ring a bell. Ah, 心当たり。
Mm-hmm.
To ring a bell. And can you just give us the usage one more time?
心当たりがある。
心当たりがある。
Yes. And the opposite is 心当たりがない。
Doesn't ring a bell.、ああ、勉強になりました。心当たりがある。Okay, let's take a quick look at the vocab.
飲みすぎ。
Overdrinking. Excessive drinking. Natsuko-san, can you tell us about 次 here?
So this word can be divided into two parts, which is 飲み and 次. And the important part is the latter one.Which means excessive, 過ぎ. This comes from the word 過ぎる, which means to go beyond.
To go too far.
Yes.
Now, if you notice here, we combine sugi, which is actually the shortened form of sugiru, with the masu stem. So, nomu, the masu stem is?
Nomi.
Then we attach sugiru.
Nomi sugi. Or, nomi sugiru can be used as a verb.
Okay, so can we have an example sentence?
食べ過ぎで太りました.
I gained weight because I ate too much. Next.
珍しい.
Unusual. Rare. Sample sentence, please.
彼女が休むなんて珍しいね.
It's unusual for her to be absent. It's unusual for her to be out. この文章は面白いですね. なんて replaces のは or のが. Actually acts as a nominalizer here. I guess that part's inferred. Naomi-sensei, what is なんて doing here? Why do we use なんて instead of のは?
It's an emphasizer.
And what are we emphasizing here?
The fact she is out.
Yeah, so usually there every day, so today is extremely unusual.
次お願いします。
腹が減る。
To become hungry.
次お願いします。
朝ごはん。
Breakfast.
次お願いします。
ガンガン。
Thick and fast, in sequence, one after the other. Now, this onomatopoeia can be either gitai or gionggo. So it can be both, based off a sound, gong gong, pounding, mm-hmm. pounding on the door,
mm-hmm.
right? We can say gong gong tataku.
Yes.
Pounding on the door.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can also have?
Gong gong nomu.
Chug down, drink very rapidly.
Yeah, drink one after another, like in sequence.
And this is gitaigo,
mm-hmm.
representative of a state.
Yes. So both is used in today's dialogue.
Yeah, in English, we have onomatopoeia mostly based off sounds, like the gun goes bang.
Oh, I see.
In Japanese, it's both,
mm-hmm.
based off sounds, gyongo, and also gitaigo, which is based off emotions and things like this, which we don't usually have in English.
Yes, but there are so many in Japanese.
So many.
例文お願いします。
昨日お酒をガンガン飲んだ。
I drank one after the other yesterday. Can you say this for cigarettes too, like a chain smoker? ガンガン吸う?
I think so, yes.
ガンガン
吸ってる。タバコをガンガン吸う。
Mm. So you can get that image of one after another after another.
Yes. 次お願いします。
ムカムカ。
Disgustful. Feel sick. ギタイ語. Based off something, some kind of state.
例文をお願いします。
食べ過ぎたのか胃がムカムカする。
It may be because I ate too much, but I feel sick to my stomach. ムカムカする。
Mm-hmm. It's also used in the situation that someone is a bit angry.
Really? Can you give us an example?
彼の声を聞くとなんだかムカムカする。
When I hear his voice, I get irritated, agitated, annoyed. ムカムカする。
So, either way, it's an unpleasant feeling.
Yeah. But it's kind of like, I'm more familiar with the ira ira suru, like get agitated or annoyed.
Oh yes, that's only used for the feeling of annoyed feeling.
Where muku muku can also be some kind of physical state.
Yes.
了解しました。
それでは今日のグラマーポイントを見ていきましょう。
Today's grammar point is?
性が and 性で。
So,Say itself is a dependent noun meaning the reason, cause for some negative result or effect. Usually when you hear this, seide or seika, something unfavorable has happened. Now, Naomi-sensei, this is commonly used as an adverb in the form of?
Seide.
Now, before today, I didn't really hear seika much. Always seide, usually in that form. Natsuko-san no seide, watashi wa ninki dewa nai desu. Because of Natsuko, I'm not popular.So, meaning that because something Natsuko does, she attracts the attention and takes away from me. So, some kind of negative effect there, or some kind of resentment in what I'm saying. But let's take a look at seika. Naomi-sensei, what's the difference here between seika and seide?
If you're sure about the reason, you use seide. And if you're not sure about the reason, seika. Because ka is a question maker, right?
Yeah.Where did this come up in today's lesson?
飲みすぎたせいか頭がガンガンする。
My head is pounding, perhaps because I drank too much yesterday. So it could be the alcohol, or it could be a cold, or it could be some combination. Not quite sure. Whereas if we had the same sentence, but せいで?
飲みすぎたせいで頭がガンガンする。
Yeah, so he's 100% sure, or the speaker is 100% sure that it's because of excessive drinking that their head is pounding. Okay, so before we stop here today, when I learned Japanese, I always kind of equated seide as the opposite of okage de. So, Natsuko-san no okage de, kyō wa subarashii hi desu. Naomi-sensei no seide, kyō wa sayaku desu.
So desu ne, seide wa, when you're blaming somebody or something, you use seide. And if you're thanking somebody or something, okage de is used.
So, I'm sure we could have a better example, but the comparison there was I saw Natsuko and, oh, it just made my day that much better. And I saw Naomi-sensei and it made my day that much worse.
Hidoi.
But not always. You know, okage de can also be used for negative meaning in a certain context.
If you use it sarcastically.
Usually, yes.
So like, Natsuko-san no okage de kyō maketa. Natsuko did something, dropped the ball, or did something to cause us to lose. So the sentence translates as, thanks to Natsuko, we lost.
And also in cases when used with inanimate things, like, taifu no okage de ringo ga ochita.
Ah.
That's not so familiar.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the speaker. A neutral party can say that was it, yeah.
Maybe.
But yes, that's an excellent point. So kind of a neutral stance, but due to.
Yes.
But for beginner's level, I think Peter's explanation works very well.
Yes, because it's the basic.
Yeah, and it's simple too.
残念, これは中級です。 ありがとうございます、直美先生。 Okay, that's going to do for today. Be sure to stop by, pick up the PDF. Inside the PDF, we have a very detailed explanation of today's grammar point in the Learning Center, materials to bring everything together. That's going to do for today.
それじゃあまたね。
おはよう。おはよう。昨日飲みすぎたせいか頭がガンガンする。あんたが二日酔いなんて珍しいわね。腹が減ってる時に食べずにガンガン飲んじゃったせいかな。朝ごはんはどうする？飲みすぎたせいか胃がムカムカする。コーヒー入れてくれない？了解。